Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Made it in safely. No hail damage here. Did you guys get hail? I didn't get anything in Little Fun.
Oh, yeah. We got a little sprinkling of some hail, about 20 minutes worth of it. But mine was just like, I don't know. Corn size?
Pea size. There you go. Pea size.
So it was one of the vegetables.
Corn size.
Downtown Denver got like hit.
Yeah.
Like, I saw flooding and they had like bobcats out shoveling it. And people were like, oh my God, it's like snow. It's like we had a blizzard, but it ruined my car. And yeah, insurance companies are probably freaking out over this.
Well, and I saw in Denver, it was actually golf ball sized hail.
My girlfriend's the one that lives out in Denver, and she said, luckily, her car is in a little overpass, but she said windows were shattered all over her place for all the cars that parked on the street.
Oh.
That's the glass worst. Companies are rubbing their hands together.
You hate
dent
to walk
repair
out.
Places are rubbing their hands together. They're like, it's going to be a good Christmas this year. We're making lots of money.
Hail in Colorado is insane. Hail, no, is what I say to the hail.
Did you just make that up?
No.
You just thought of that now, didn't you?
We got to get you on a local news station because of all of your
My little
dad puns.
Corn-sized hail and everything.
Someone likes
I saw
out
a
there.
Picture of the hail that Katie was holding up. You guys should have seen her hands.
I thought
it was her boyfriend holding it.
Hashtag man hands.
I had a little bit too much sodium yesterday, so my hands were on swole.
Does that cause your wrist to grow hair, too?
Absolutely. You don't know the side effects that happen with that.
Thick. I'm reading this story. You've seen this where police are investigating videos of men emerging from New York City sewers?
What's that all about this morning? The mole people.
Is it mole people?
Yeah, that's what they're calling them, but I guess they're just like urban explorers or what they're finding out.
It says they're groups of men not affiliated with any public works crews.
Yeah.
They're climbing out of manholes in various Brooklyn neighborhoods last week. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, they say that, they're out there exploring. There's video of multiple groups of men getting in and out of these sewer systems.
Ew.
But, that's what they're expecting. How crazy, though. When I first saw it, I was like, who's living in the sewers?
Ew.
Like, what kind of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
it's the penguin.
Is happening?
Yeah, it's the Ninja Turtles or the Penguin from Batman. Remember?
Yeah.
Batman Returns.
Nothing good happens in the sewers.
There's gangs down there.
Yeah.
They went down there and did scour it, and they say there's nothing nefarious left behind. I love the word nefarious.
I do, too.
Nefarious. But, it does sound like that these guys are maybe just looking for treasure or things that have been flushed down into the sewer system. They're like those magnet guys that go out and throw the magnets into water and stuff and pull out loot and treasure.
And they're just bored.
That's a bunch of bored dudes.
Yeah, because I think, I know someone who does that here in the Denver metro area, and that's kind of it, is they just,
it's a single guy
sitting at home, and he's like, I just want to do
something,
more, productive with my time, so I go explore.
You can only go to so many adult websites.
Exactly. He's like, abandoned warehouses it is.
Urban exploring it is. All right,
It's better than rotting your brain on the iPad,
right? I guess so. All right, time for a quick sports report. Josh, before we get to your stuff, I do want to let everybody know that if you love Animal Planet's annual Puppy Bowl that's on
the Super Bowl
Sunday, well, now the producers are making a soccer version exclusively for LG Channels. It's a four-part event called LG Channels World Pup. And it's 48 rescue puppies as they play soccer in a bracket-style competition to raise adoption awareness. They say there's going to be 12 shelters and rescues from across the country participating. It's going to premiere on June 10th, the day before the World Cup. And you can watch it if you have an LG Smart TV or LGChannels.com. But they're glomming on to the Puppy Bowl. And, the Puppy Bowl works for me. We watch it before the Super Bowl. It's
every year.
It's the cutest damn thing.
Plus 48 puppies together.
I know.
So World Pup's going to be pretty darn good.
Hot dog, sign me up. The World Pup.
That's the cutest
thing. Oh, you're a good boy. All right, what other sports stuff?
Well, there are so many sports events going on right now, from the World Cup to the NCAA Division I baseball tournament going on right now. The Virginia Cavaliers were in it. They did end up just getting eliminated. But one of those baseball players, Steven Schock, I hope I'm saying his last name correctly.
Good guy. good guy.
He is a pitcher, a closer specifically for the Virginia Cavaliers. And after a big, big shutout win and a couple innings pitched, he delivered one of the greatest post-game interviews I have ever heard in my entire life.
You know, you walk into a stadium, 8,000 people, they all want you to lose. But as long as you got your 26 guys ready to kick ass or kick butt, you're going to be all right. Sorry, I sweared. I shouldn't have.
No,
sweared.
You're good, man. Let's go back to that last inning, ninth inning. What are the emotions like entering that inning?
Well, emotions are go in, win. I heard a fan offer free Dippin' Dots if I blew it, which the price of Dippin' Dots with inflation is just unreal. So for a brief moment, I was like, damn, Dippin' Dots sound good. But also, I thought in the back of my head, we win today, we win them tonight. We're going to be here another day. That's more per diem. So that means I can buy my own Dippin' Dots and be a winner. It's really easy pitching when you got a defense like ours.
Does anything make you nervous?
Caves.
Like, what are these answers happening right here? Does anything make you nervous? Obviously about baseball. No, caves make me pretty nervous,
right?
Though.
He's got a point.
Well, yes, first of all, caves are very scary, but then back to the Dippin' Dots thing.
The fact that he almost threw the game for Dippin' Dots is my favorite thing ever.
That's the best. And then talking about per diem, this is a blue-collar guy. Like, I need some, give me some of that per diem. You know, I got to pitch good to get my per diem, be able to buy some Dippin' Dots.
He was stoned.
Oh, no. He's in the middle of a College World Series game thinking about Dippin' Dots.
This is funny. I think he knew, like, we're going to be talking about his post-game interview for weeks to come. So.
Pretty good.
Come on, man. Good. Shout out to you, Stephen Schock. You're going to have a heck of a career in something. Maybe Dippin' Dots sales after your baseball career.
You talking to the media like that?
They better scoop him up. I smell an endorsement opportunity.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we were right. It's official. We were talking about this yesterday, speculating that Taylor Swift would be somehow involved in Toy Story 5. And yes, she has written an original song for the Toy Story 5 soundtrack called I Knew It, I Knew You.
We knew it.
Blech.
We knew it.
Comes out on Friday. Taylor says, quote, I've always dreamed of getting to write for these characters who I've adored since I was 5 years old, watching the first Toy Story movie.
Has she?
She says, I fell instantly in love with Toy Story 5 when I was lucky enough to see it in its early stages, and I wrote this song as soon as I got home from the screening.
Did she?
Sometimes you just know, right? Now, cut me a big fat check.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tay-Tay's involved in the new T.S. movie.
I like it.
Which is perfect.
I can't wait to hear it. Like, I think we're going to
be... It's a good move
be...
on Disney's part. Exactly.
When's the last time we had a good old-fashioned movie song played on the radio? Like, it has to be Let It Go, right?
Golden, yeah.
Oh.
It's like...
Okay.
Don't worry, you'll hear it about 40 times.
I guess there's that.
3 minutes.
I meant like a movie, like in the theaters. Like, that was like a Netflix movie,
probably.
Kind of a trending popular thing. I mean, like... In the movies,
it was,
you know?
The Bruno song. We played Bruno. I don't know about Bruno or who's
the Bruno.
Bruno or
but
something.
Even that Let It Go from Frozen
Let
was
it go.
A big one.
Oh, God.
You know, but...
This one's going to be country. They said she's going back to her country roots as well.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Hey.
Tay-Tay.
New survey of 2,000 Americans revealed people begin prioritizing their sleep over social activities at the age of 32.
Mm-hmm.
Respondents turned down approximately 4 plans monthly. Typically rejecting events starting after 9. Absolutely. God, yes.
At night?
At night.
6:30 for me.
To avoid late night outings, some create elaborate excuses, blah, 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 and nearly half feel no guilt about canceling plans just to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, it starts shifting. 32 seems a little young.
Well,
but...
no, but it's getting younger and younger. The younger generation is not sacrificing their sleep and their money and their time to go out like we did.
Yeah.
So I think that's just going to get younger and younger.
You're missing out on some fun stories and fun events, but whatever. Get your sleep. And then one final thing. If you want to age slower, researchers at the University College in London. Hello! Found that people who regularly engage in arts and cultural activities are aging just a little bit slower. So they're suggesting that you listen to music, you read more, you go to museums. I guess it doesn't really say why. I would imagine, though, that that just probably slows your stress.
Yeah.
All of that stuff and your anxiety and your depression. Just reading your favorite book, listening to your favorite music, going to museums and just kind of wandering around not being on a schedule. And you're walking.
Yeah.
Walking There's and learning. Too. You're constantly learning, whether you're
Mouth
reading or going. Yeah. I love a good museum. I love
Look
a good museum.
Look at the dinosaur bones.
Yeah, I like too. Museums, too. Yeah. You just get to immerse yourself in it. And
yeah,
I think that's
a big city.
I love immersing
you know,
myself.
But you're right, I think Katie? It really, like, you get to forget about the world the way it is now. And you really get to be like, wow, in this day and age, like, this is what was happening, you know?
I like the, is it the Hall of Life at the Denver Museum with all the taxidermy animals and everything that you
yes,
walk through?
I think
that
I like
is
it.
My favorite. Oh, that's the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all the things?
What are those
you
dioramas?
Like yes, I love those.
The dioramas those. When you go in there and you see all the different animals that have been, you know, stuffed.
Yeah.
But they look like they're in their natural habitat, and then they got like cavemen and stuff too in there. And
I like the space exhibit.
I think
too.
It's Hall
that
of
one.
Life.
I haven't been in that one.
Oh, it was always
check
the best.
It out. Yeah.
I think they still have it. Anyway,
Hall
what's going on
life.
Locally?
Sounds wonderful. All right. Well, first of all, that hail yesterday. My goodness. Oh. They have a story about a woman in Aurora being rescued. There's a photograph floating around where the front end of her sedan, it's a red car, but you can only see the front end of it because the rest of it has sunk into a huge pile of hail. But it was like the hail was on top of floodwaters, and she like sunk into it. And how terrifying for her, but hell no, right? Come on.
Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen. Hell no, to the no, no, no. Hell to the no, hell to the no, to the no, no, no. Listen.
I gotta tell you guys. How excited Katie was for me to play that.
Well, it's like the perfect song for my story. I was like, do we have the guy singing about hail? Because I'd like to play him during
got
my
so
mile
excited
high
off the air.
If we could do that,
it was
please.
Adorable.
Well, it's funny because that has happened to me when I was back when it was still Pepsi Center. I was getting off on Auraria Parkway. And anyone who's familiar, you're going northbound on I-25 and you get off on that exit and it's a big old dip. Right. It is a big old dip that brings you up into the Auraria campus area. And that was completely covered in water one time. And me and my little old Toyota Camry just boom right through it. And it completely submerged me in water. So then I kept driving and my engine was like, that's exactly what my. That's exactly.
You
that
know, Katie
exactly
was going about 82 getting on Auraria.
Well, that, I just, and then in my mind, because I was like in my 20s, this was a long time ago, I was like, well, I just need to hit the gas harder and it's going to make it better. I know, like, my engine sounded like it was drowning. It was the craziest sound. I know. So I feel for. I just feel for this lady because I know how easy that can happen. Like, this was covered with hail. Like, she didn't know there was water underneath. Stop looking at me like I'm
silly. I'm just letting you talk.
Because I truly feel like this can happen to more people than you think. So
probably
just
mostly
be
women
aware.
Drivers. But
no. Be aware.
Hunch. That's just a hunch.
Be aware when you're out there because the weather's going to be crazy this
It'll
summer.
It'll get
you. I just know It'll it.
It'll get
you. Just know it.
Watch
okay,
out, ladies.
So that not just ladies. There's everybody out there who could. This could happen to you. So
it
just
could
be
happen
careful.
To anyone.
Be careful.
But more so if
no,
you're,
no,
if you're
no,
a woman.
No, don't you say it. Can happen to anybody.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, anybody can it's go out to this to new travel center out by DIA.
Really?
It's called Elevate.
Okay.
And it's actually, what's neat about it is it's not out at the terminals and everything, right? It's a couple miles from the terminals, but they're going to have so much stuff, and they're really gearing it towards people who are going to be out and about in that area. So they're going to have 48 fueling positions. What's that remind you of? Like a Bucky's,
a Bucky's.
Right? Yes.
So or a imagine, Costco.
Imagine that. Like it's going to be, they're going to have not only the gas station amenities that we all come to know and love, they've got a rooftop deck, a dog park, and a bar. Like they're going to have a bar out at this place. It's called Elevate, and they're hoping to open it this summer. But 12,000 square feet, and it's going to be a, quote, welcoming haven for travelers and Coloradans. But
nice.
It's a collaboration with DIA and an investment company out there. Again, hoping to just bring more things out to that area. We heard about that Target and that whole new thing that they're building out in that, you know, space just to make
is
it easier
slogan,
for travelers.
Fill up your tank and get tanked.
Oh. I don't know if they've came up with a slogan
that
yet.
Should
but
be it.
I That's a good one. I'm glad you put that one
tanked
out there.
Squared.
Tanked squared.
Get tanked while you fill up your tank.
There you go. There it is. Right there. Okay. But again, that new place, Elevate, coming this summer. And then on the opposite side of that, some construction was halted in Glendale. So they're playing the blame game out there in Glendale. It's between the city of Glendale and the developer who's making that big old... You remember the Glendale? They had a whole thing planned where they had a theater, restaurants, bars, a parking garage, and more. $150 million is what they were going to put into this like shopping center. It was over by where we used to work, off Colorado Boulevard, right? Yeah. City Glendale. So again, they're just blaming each other back and forth, saying that the developer dropped the ball. No, the city of Glendale dropped the ball. But the best quote that I could find was Glendale city manager Chuck Line said, and I quote, "It's like a divorce with multiple kids and the wife is pregnant." That's Jeez. What they're dealing with over there.
What a quote.
Trying to direct piece that together.
Quote. Yeah. Direct quote. But the 40, it's on hold, actually, and they have no idea when they're going to start it up again. But they started to do some of this construction. So they've been doing it. They broke ground for it.
But it's on hold now.
It's on hold right now, and hopefully they'll get
an update
soon.
Is the developer
soon,
a woman who got trapped in a hailstorm and she's floating away somewhere?
It doesn't have to be a woman.
Listen, we got to put
person.
This on hold. There's a our developer
person.
Is a lady floating away.
No. No, no, no,
in
no,
a
no.
river of hail right now. So
no,
there's
Jeremy.
That. Hail no.